Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, December 15th, 2014. And with me today, I have partners in crime, Brian Chaffin. How are you?
I am doing very well.
That's awesome. And John Martellaro, how are you?
I am a happy camper this morning. The Broncos won and the Cowboys won. Couldn't be better Monday.
I don't even know what words are coming out of your head.
I think this is one of those sports ball things.
Oh, sports ball, of course.
They take the ball and then they have to carry it from one place to another place.
No, that's UPS. But with boxes.
You read my mind, Jeff.
This is the thing where the emperor gets to sit at the end of the stadium and he does thumbs up or thumbs down for if you live or die. That's the one.
No, that's gladiator stuff. Anyway.
I mix those up all the time.
Cowboys,
anyhow,
Broncos.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you, John.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. The first thing I thought we could dive into today is something that you wrote, John, at the end of the week. And you have this idea that Apple is essentially stalling on giving us a new Apple TV. What's up with that?
Well, you know, we've heard about Apple's interest. Tim Cook has been interviewed several times, talked about how he has a keen interest in television. In one interview, he talked about how when he sits down and watches TV, he feels like he's living in the 1950s again. The Apple TV product itself, the third gen, is starting to get long a tooth. And so many of us, including Gene Munster at Piper Jaffray, most notably, but a lot of columnists and writers are sort of getting the feeling that, you know, Apple would like to do something new and interesting with TV. And then there's been a lot of articles about how, you know, Apple needs a certain kind of content and content deals and how things are kind of, you know, changing. And then somebody else comes along and says, well, maybe it's not necessarily content, but maybe it's technology and new user experience. That's the bandwagon I'm on. Content comes and goes. You can always acquire content. Once Apple has a really cool product, content will come too. But I haven't seen anybody talk about trends. So about when is the right time to do this? And I saw this chart at Business Insider. Bless them. They do these wonderful charts to show trends. And this one covers 5 years of trends of consumer market share and TV, online, radio, print, and mobile. And they showed the mobile consumption share is exponential, and they showed that the TV share is dropping. And then I started thinking about the TV watching experience, you know, the video watching experience. Now, you pick up your iPhone 6 Plus, and you tap a few times, and you're watching Netflix. But for a TV set, you know, you've got to turn on this and turn on that, and then you've got to select the right interface, and then you've got to navigate into your library or the guide, and then you've got to pick a show, and then you got to skip over commercials. And the skip doesn't work the way it used to work in the old days. It just fast forward to the commercials instead of boom, 30 seconds future like the old replay used to do. So, you know, the watching experience is completely different on a phone. You don't need a DVR, I wrote. You don't need a DVR for your phone, all right? You don't have to skip over commercials and fuss. And then if you skip too far, you know, you have to back up a few seconds, and it's a different viewing experience. And so I was thinking that in time, this is wearing on people, and the Business Insider chart tends to suggest that people are wearying of this battle, you know, of commercials, and then we have Dish and their ad hopper and those wars going on. And the mobile experience is not necessarily mobile itself. You know, you may enjoy curling up on the couch with an iPad, but the experience itself with the mobile devices is so much better. And so it occurred to me that maybe only Apple has to do is just wait a little longer for the TV industry as it is now to collapse. Sun Tzu said that sometimes laying in wait for your enemy can lead to victory. And so I started pondering whether maybe because of these trends that Business Insider showed that maybe there's a right time to do this as opposed to scrambling for technology or content deals. So timing could be everything.
Well, Sun Tzu also said, better to sweat in times of peace than bleed in times of war. So I would hope that that if Apple is waiting, that they're not idly waiting, and that they're working on something bigger and better and more amazing.
I hope so too. And time gives you the introspection to, you know, adjust and check out your technology and improve the technology. And if you built it right, you know, you can fold things in. And the analogy I keep going back to is Apple Pay. You know, people kept talking about smart cards with chip and sign, and everybody thought, well, this is the future. You know, we're migrating away from these old magnetic strips, and we're going to do chip cards, and this is the future. And then Apple takes that same technology and comes along and totally recreates the user experience on an iPhone. So that's the analogy I keep thinking about when I think about, you know, changing the user experience. And that can only improve as time goes on, when as Apple has more time to develop it. But maybe they need to wait a little longer until something happens in the TV industry and things start collapsing more, and HBO and these other providers start going direct to you, and instead of requiring you to have a cable subscription.
Yeah, there could be. Let me approach this obliquely.
Sure.
So let's look at what we know about Apple. Apple tends to say no to a lot of things, right? We know this.
Absolutely.
When Apple enters a market, it tends to be a market that is theoretically established but has never taken off. And then Apple tends to transform it and actually bring life to that market. Now, we also know that Apple is sort of the inverse of a lot of other companies, a lot of other product companies. Apple tends to say no to a lot of stuff, but at the same time, when a product really reaches a certain stage of development, it almost always gets released eventually, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with the TV, we've been hearing about the TV for a long time. In fact, I would argue that we have heard about the TV go, and Tim Cook hasn't emphasized the TV in a long time. And let's ignore all the various things that Gene Munster has said. We've been hearing about the TV for a very, very long time. We know that Apple talked to the networks. We know that Apple talked to the studios.
Time Warner, too.
To some of the cable providers, that's right. We know that there's been a lot of activity in this. And in most ways, it seems like the TV has been around long enough that it is past that point where we're going to see something.
You know, I think that's a really compelling argument, Brian. I have been in the no Apple television camp since the beginning. And I find your argument right there to be very compelling, not on an emotional level, but totally from a logical standpoint, because you're right, it totally fits with Apple's pattern.
Now, this isn't either negate or, well, I guess if anything, it supports what John's saying. I mean, that Apple's going to be, that Apple's waiting for the right timing at this point. And John may well be right, but it does seem like, if we don't see a major new play in the TV space from Apple, it will be the product that bucks the trend. The Apple's historical patterns of once a product release reaches a certain stage of development, it sees the light of day.
Well, Brian, I have a thought for you. This is not a UHD TV Christmas. A lot of people call it 4K, but it's UHD TV. The prices are not quite right. Technology is not fully baked. Even DirecTV is only supporting Samsung TVs here for a few months. It'll be maybe February or March before you can connect any old UHD TV to your DVR. I've been told, and I believe it, that Christmas of 2015 is the UHD TV Christmas. That's the sweet spot for how long people have owned their devices and how much the UHD TVs are going to cost. You'll be able to buy a nice 50-inch at Christmas of 2015 for maybe, you know, $12.99 or something like that. And the DVRs from the cable providers will be all set, and the technology will be ready to go, and there'll be adequate content, and not rich, but adequate. So I'm a firm believer that Apple's going to do its own TV in order to seize control of the video signal and change the user experience, because they're going to control it from top to bottom, the software and the hardware. So if that's true, then Christmas of 2015 is the right time for Apple to release its own TV, not Christmas of 2014. So again, it could be a timing issue. What do you think?
Well, Ooh, goodness. 4K TV, Apple TV. I was on the Apple's going to release a TV for the longest time, because I thought that Tim Cook was looking to make blips. So this goes back to, you know, the first 12 months of his after Steve Jobs died. I thought that Tim would look at a TV as a way to move the needle on revenues. I am a bit more ambivalent about. I don't know, John. Maybe.
You know, I'm not ambivalent at all. No television.
Yeah.
But an upgraded Apple TV box.
Yeah. Okay, but that means it's going to happen.
I think an Apple TV box update is going to happen.
No, you saying no TV means that there's absolutely.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
All right, well, now I have to be in the Apple's absolutely going to release a TV again campaign. Thanks, Jeff.
Sorry about that, Brian. Yeah.
But, John, do you really think the price on the 4K stuff is actually going to be that? I think we need more than a year. But you follow 50. The TV industry a little bit better than much closer than I do.
Yeah, I this Christmas I see ads where definitely they're clearing out the 1080p's. This is the last Christmas of the 1080p's, and the prices are tremendous. I saw an ad last night during the Dallas Cowboy game where 65-inch, what was it, LG? 65-inch LG for $899.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that 4K is going to be in the realm of affordable.
Yeah, they have to, because they're not making it. They're clearing out the 1080p's. They can't make any money on them anymore. The prices are dirt cheap. And you can go to Walmart and you can buy a 32-inch.
But that doesn't mean that the technology is ready to be inexpensive for 4K.
Well, it'll have to be. They'll spend the spring and the summer getting their ducks in a row and getting and ramping up for their production, and I think you're going to see, because they have to. If they wait, they're going to have an aging product that people don't want. They've got to recover from the 3D fiasco. They've got to get people excited and start making money. The carriers look like they're ready.
Yeah, but John, you know as well as I do that they have to doesn't mean that they can.
Oh no! I think the production is fine. I mean, you know, when I was doing my investigation for a new display, I saw a 4K monitor from Asus for like $700. Now, of course, it's TN display, and it's probably a crappy plastic stand, but you know, it was a 32-inch 4K for $699, I think. You know, so right, it's not too hard to imagine that, you know, the momentum in the smaller panels is going to lead to, you know, 50-inch panels at $1,200-$1,300 next Christmas. And, of course, the 65-inch Sonys will still be $2,500. But
I tell you what, we're going to be at CES in January.
Oh, cool.
And the way CES works for those playing along at home, it is very much a trade show built around the retail industry. So things that are being shown there are largely the things that are going to be showing up next Christmas. Largely, not entirely, but largely. And this is especially true in the appliance world, the TVs, the washer and dryers, those sorts of things, which also show up at CES. But I think we'll definitely have a better handle on the TV situation when we see what's at CES.
Can't wait to hear your report.
If there are 4K displays everywhere, I don't care what the price point is in January. If there are 4K TVs all over CES in January, you are spot on.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear.
All right, so it looks like we'll be doing a little bit of research for you at CES. Yeah. Hey, since we're on this whole television topic thing, how about Apple's new commercial that just came out for television.
The song.
It's the song. Awesome.
You know, awesome. Apple does or has been doing kind of pulling at the heartstring holiday commercials every year for a little while now. And last year's was the one where they did the whole twist at the end where you have the kid that appears to be totally absorbed in his iPhone and not interested in interacting with his family. And then at the end of the commercial, you find out the reason he's appeared to be absorbed is because he was capturing all this footage of his family on his iPhone.
Misunderstood.
Yes. And yeah, and then he uses iMovie on his iPhone and puts together this whole family movie. And it's this really sweet little movie thing. And this year, it's this girl that I'm assuming it's her grandmother that she finds photos.
She's a young woman.
Yeah.
And she might not even be, she may be an adult woman. Just it's an epic.
Okay. Yeah. And fair enough. Yes. So she finds what I'm assuming is her grandmother's photographs and a recording that she had made for her husband who had gone off to war. And she then takes all of this and turns it into this beautiful song for her grandmother. And it's this very sweet little story that's told in what it's like, yeah, a minute commercial.
She takes the recording, the a cappella recording that her grandmother made, and then adds a guitar track and then adds backing tracks to it. So it becomes a duet. And that's what she actually does to the song. And then you hear both the grandmother and then you hear the end result, which the grandmother and the daughter or granddaughter are both listening to.
You can almost read the transcript at the bottom. They don't show it, but you'd almost read the subtitle. You know, how to use Apple technology for good purposes, or almost, you know, for family, for spirit, for love. How to use technology for good.
Well, there's the tagline that accompanied the video, which is, let me read that there. This was what Apple posted on YouTube. Quote, with a Mac, iPhone, or iPad, you have the power to create thoughtful, emotional gifts and memories that transcend time. It could be a movie, a homemade card, or a song that brings two generations closer together. Perfect. That's just awesome.
That's perfect.
Well, see, Apple totally gets it. It's about the emotional tie as opposed to technical specifications. I mean, at no point do you see the software that the girl is using or the woman is using to make this recording. And you don't see her actually hooking together the equipment to record her guitar playing, or you don't see her singing into a microphone. But you get all the pieces, and you get them in a way that it makes sense. You know that she's recording something special. And then you see at the end the grandmother's crying. And yeah, it totally hits you on a personal level as opposed to just a technical level.
I mean, look, everything you just said is spot on. But here's what makes this commercial work, and here's what makes Misunderstood work. There were a lot of people. So let me actually back up just a little bit. There were a lot of people who didn't like Misunderstood, and they were all pundits, and they were all wrong. All of them. They were just wrong. It was a great commercial. It did very, very, very well for Apple. To wit, Apple has been kicking butt. The Misunderstood and the song, these are both human stories.
Yes.
They're not stories about technology. They're not even stories about what you can do with technology. They're stories about people. They're human stories. And Apple alone is advertising technology with human stories.
Well said, Brian. Well said. And that's exactly why you don't see the display. You don't see her fussing with GarageBand. It's all beside the point.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have horrible commercial Christmas jingles where it's saying things like, I've got a USB.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Oh, the guy who's half drunk who says, where do I get one?
Yeah, the Microsoft Surface commercials.
Where they compare. My stomach turns every time I hear that one.
Yeah, and from a technical standpoint, that was a really stupid line to include, because what they're touting is that the Surface has one fewer USB ports than a MacBook Air.
Yeah, they made a mistake. They think they're comparing it to an iPad that doesn't have USB ports, but they've been comparing it to a notebook computer. So well, you're they're, right, they're Jeff.
It's a very cynical. It's a very cynical effort to suggest that the MacBook Air doesn't have USB.
Right.
That's the thing that really tilted me. But yeah, the human story like versus whatever that story was.
Yeah.
There you go. And I think it's the human story that resonates better with customers. And if it didn't, we would be talking about what a bad commercial that was and what a bad commercial Misunderstood was. And I think both are excellent commercials, and I think they really play into Apple's brilliance when it comes to tying technology into an emotional draw for us as consumers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, we are out of time, which seems to happen every single episode. So, Brian, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
And John, thank you for joining me today. And look, we didn't gang up on you that much.
It was great. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, and we will see everyone else tomorrow.